Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Hertfordshire. Here's the headline. Hertfordshire is one of the most consistently financeable secondary commercial property markets in England. A small home county with deep occupier covenants, recent auction prints clearing between roughly 7 and 10.5%, and lender appetite that runs broader than almost any comparable region. Let me set the scene. Hertfordshire is an affluent home county of around 1.2 million people, sitting directly on London's northern edge. 10 districts. The M25 cuts east to west across the south. The M1 runs northwest through Watford and Hemel Hempstead. The A1 motorway runs north through Welwyn Garden City, Hatfield and Stevenage. And three main rail lines carry commuters into Euston, King's Cross and Liverpool Street within 20 to 40 minutes. In commercial property terms, that means Hertfordshire functions as an extension of London's outer market, but with land economics, rate cards and lender behaviour that look more like Berkshire or South Buckinghamshire than a true regional market. The occupier base is unusually high quality. Stevenage anchors a nationally significant life sciences cluster, the GSK Research and Development Campus, the Stevenage Bioscience Catalyst Incubator, and a deepening cell and gene therapy supply chain that has progressively spread into Hatfield. The Watford corridor is home to one of the country's most prominent media clusters, Warner Bros. Studios at Leavesden, and the BBC complex at Elstree, just over the border. Hemel Hempstead is the county's logistics capital, with the Maylands Estate among the largest established business parks in the southeast. And St Albans, full disclosure, that's where our office is the professional services and discretionary retail capital of the county. Why should an investor care? Because that mix of life sciences, logistics, media and professional services produces tenant covenants that lenders price comfortably, and that translates directly into how easy it is to finance a deal here. Let me give you the numbers. HMEM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, recorded 2,400 commercial-leaning transactions across the 11 principal Hertfordshire towns over the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. That sits alongside nearly 20,000 residential transactions. The ratio tells you what Hertfordshire actually is, an affluent commuter belt with a working commercial economy layered on top, not the other way round. Now let's talk about where the action is. The top three towns for commercial activity. First, Watford. Watford is the most active commercial market in the county by some distance. 549 recorded transactions over the rolling 5 years. That's roughly twice as many as Stevenage and well clear of St Albans. It's a dual market, a deep mid-market office and mixed-use base on one hand, and one of the strongest out-of-town residential investment markets in the outer London ring on the other. Around 210 of those Watford transactions are flats acquired through commercial structures, almost certainly buy-to-let and HMO purchases by London Overspill Capital. Median commercial transaction price sits at around £355,000. The auction print to remember, 146 High Street, Watford, sold by Acuitas in March last year, £550,000 against £39,000 passing rent. That's a net initial yield of 7.09% on a prime pitch High Street unit. It frames the tight end of the county yield range cleanly. Second, St Albans. St Albans is the largest town in the county by population, just under 150,000 people, and the highest-priced commercial market in the data. 360 transactions over the window. Median price, £480,000. The upper quartile sits at £750,000, the highest in the county, driven by deep solicitor, accountancy and specialist services demand and a tightly held period office stock around the cathedral. Three Acuitas lots have surfaced in the town over the past 2 years. The cleanest comparable is 16 and 18 Beach Road, sold in May 2024, £625,000 against £50,500 rent. That's a net initial yield of 8.08% on a mixed retail and residential parade. Two other St Albans lots, on George Street and St Peter's Street, were withdrawn after auction, which tells you sellers in the affluent market towns continue to find off-market routes acceptable. Third, Hemel Hempstead. Hemel is the logistics capital of Hertfordshire, anchored by the Maylands estate at the M1 and M25 junction. 293 commercial transactions over the window, a median of just over £327,000, and a healthy mix of small and medium-sized industrial, secondary office, and residential investment held in special purpose companies. The auction print to remember here is the Greggs unit at 150 Marlowe's, £275,000 against £22,500 rent in March last year. 8.18% net initial yield on a National Covenant Convenience asset. Worth a quick word on Stevenage too. 260 transactions, the lowest median price in the county at £315,000, and a more value-driven occupier mix. The February auction print at 67 Queensway sold at £360,000 against £37,500 rent, a yield of 10.42%. That's the wider end of the county range, and it reflects both the secondary nature of that particular pitch and the broader repricing of weaker Covenant town centre retail. So let's talk about the yield environment overall. Hertfordshire is not a high-frequency public auction market. Most investment trades through agents and private sales. But 9 Acuitas lots have come through the catalogue over the rolling window, one each in Watford, Hemel Hempstead, Stevenage, Welwyn Garden City, Letchworth Garden City, and Bishop Stortford, and 3 in St Albans, 5 sold under the hammer. The sold prints sit in a band of 7.09 to 10.42% net initial yield. That's an unusually direct yield anchor for a county where most deals trade privately. Reading across the rest of the market, prime and well-let secondary office product trades broadly in the 6 to 7.5% range, with the strongest stock in Watford, St Albans and the Stevenage Life Sciences cluster going tighter. Multi-let industrial and logistics in the M25 and M1 corridor clears in line with the wider southeast at 5 to 7%. Direction of travel through the back end of last year and the start of this year has been stabilisation rather than further repricing. Which brings us to lender appetite. Hertfordshire is one of the better served counties in England for commercial mortgage finance. Here's how the lending landscape sorts itself out. High Street banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC, Santander compete actively for prime owner occupier and well-let investment deals in the £1 to £15 million range, particularly along the motorway corridors. Pricing for the strongest sponsors tracks national benchmarks closely. Challenger banks, Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oak North, Alica, Hampshire Trust are the dominant force in the £500,000 to £10 million mid-market. Strong representation across mixed-use, secondary office, multi-let industrial and standing residential investment held in special-purpose companies. That's the engine of the county's transaction flow. Specialist lenders, together LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk, Avamoy, Hope Capital, handle bridging, light development and refurbishment, particularly around the Watford and St Albans value-add and conversion markets. The auction purchase route is well served by bridging lenders willing to fund retail and convenience store stock in the 8 to 10% yield band on tight timetables. Exactly the profile of the recent Watford, Hemel Hempstead and Stevenage auction sales we've just talked about. What to be cautious about? The county is heavily greenbelt constrained. Conservation area and listed building friction in St Albans, Hertford, Hitchin and Bishop Stortford materially affects development and change of use viability. Lenders price this in via tighter loan to gross development value ratios, that's loan to GDV, and longer programme assumptions on development finance. Office exposure to short WALT, lower grade stock around the older business parks remains a watch point, that's weighted average unexpired lease term. And Stevenage and Hemel each carry some town centre regeneration risk, where public sector-led schemes drive land values. Lenders generally prefer to come in once those schemes are de-risked. Outlook. The 12-month picture for Hertfordshire commercial property finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of steady, undramatic activity. Transaction volumes look set to stabilise around current levels. Yields appear to have largely absorbed the post-2022 repricing, the 7 to 10.5% spread on recent county auction prints, brackets the realistic range neatly, and further compression depends on a clearer rate cycle pivot. What to watch? The Stevenage and Hatfield life sciences supply chain, where occupier demand continues to deepen. The Hemel and Watford logistics and last mile submarkets, where motorway adjacent land remains tightly contested. The Watford and Borehamwood media and studios halo, where ancillary occupier demand is structural, not cyclical. And residential investment held in special purpose companies across the affluent commuter towns, where commercial mortgage demand has been remarkably stable through the cycle. The single biggest swing factor is planning consent throughput. Greenbelt and conservation friction will keep development pipelines tighter than headline demand would otherwise warrant. The constraint in Hertfordshire is planning. It's not capital. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Hertfordshire, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.